California looks to expand health care coverage for elderly illegal aliens. By John Binder on May 3, 2021. California lawmakers are looking to increase health insurance coverage for elderly illegal aliens by letting their insured, adult children claim them as dependents. State Assembly Member Miguel Santiago, D., has introduced a plan that passed a committee hearing last week and would allow adults to add their elderly parents as dependents to their health insurance plans. The parents would have to prove that they are dependent on their adult children to be eligible for the coverage. The legislation is aimed at getting health insurance coverage to more elderly illegal aliens who are not eligible for taxpayer-funded health care plans. Analysis by the California Health Benefits Review Program detailed how the legislation would likely drive health care migration to the state. Costs stemming from medical tourism may be a risk to payers. In some cases, dependent parents may meet IRS requirements and live outside the United States. Insurance availability through AB 570 would provide an opportunity for the dependent to seek treatment in the United States. Although there are administrative hurdles relating to receiving care in the United States for a dependent parent residing in Mexico or Canada, the opportunity to receive care in the United States would be very attractive, especially for those with high-risk conditions. Emphasis added. In 2019, California became the first state in the United States to allow taxpayer-funded health insurance benefits to go to illegal aliens. The policy allows illegal aliens under 25 to receive taxpayer-funded benefits through the medical program. While California weighs incentivizing healthcare migration to the state, elderly border crossers are increasingly arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Days ago, a 93-year-old Honduran migrant arrived with her children in Roma, Texas, after crossing the border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.